Chapter 25. Later, who alighted from a speculative flight in the coffee interest, but he went out into it, and Bazzard, after his manner, followed him. Mr. Grewgious, left alone, walked softly and slowly to and fro, for an hour and more. He was restless tonight, and seemed dispirited. I hope I have done right, apostrophe he said. The appeal to him seemed necessary. It was hard to lose the ring, and yet it must have gone from me very soon. Apostrophe, he closed the empty little drawer with a sigh, and shut and locked the escritor, and came back to the solitary fireside. Her ring, apostrophe he went on. Will it come back to me? My mind hangs about her ring very uneasily tonight. But that is explainable. I have had it so long, and I have prized it so much. I wonder apostrophe, he was in a wondering mood as well as a restless. For, though he checked himself at that point, and took another walk, he resumed his wondering when he sat down again. I wonder for the 10,000th time, and what a weak fool I, for what can it signify now? Whether he confided the charge of their orphan child to me, because he knew, good God, how like her mother she has become. Apostrophe apostrophe, I wonder, whether he ever, so much as suspected, that someone doted on her, at a hopeless speechless distance, when he struck in and won her. I wonder whether it ever crept into his mind who that unfortunate someone was. Apostrophe apostrophe, I wonder, whether I shall sleep tonight. At all events, I will shut out the world with the bedclothes, and try. Apostrophe, Mr. Grewgious crossed the staircase to his raw and foggy bedroom, and was soon ready for bed. Dimly catching sight of his face in the misty looking glass, he held his candle to it for a moment. A likely someone, you, to come into anybody's thoughts in such an aspect. Apostrophe, apostrophe, he exclaimed. There, there. There. Get to bed, poor man, and cease to jabber. Apostrophe apostrophe, with that, he extinguished his light, pulled up the bedclothes around him, and with another sigh shut out the world. And yet there are such unexplored romantic nooks in the unlikeliest men, that even old Tinderous and Touchwoody P.J. T. possibly jabbered thus, at some odd times, in or about 1747. Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.